This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would like to just kind of, peel back for a second and two days into this work week, point out that, like, when we left here Friday, it was, dude, like, what a mess. What are they going to do? And I sort of feel like it's undersold this week that while we haven't gotten an answer yet with regard to that dramatic contractual situation, and we don't know how Juwan is feeling mentally. Pretty big deal with regard to this football game Sunday that the Niners are saying Juwan's playing. Juwan is practicing, and Juwan will play. I don't know how much, but Juwan will play. And that doesn't that feel like such a comfort blanket?
It does.
With regard to what we thought it might look like coming up this weekend.
And it feels like it was much more cash than calf is what it feels like.
Of course it was.
And we all knew that, and we all suspected that, but you don't really know until he gets back on the field. And I know today he was limited, which means tomorrow he probably will be less limited. Maybe he's able to go out there and do a full practice. And after that, what, you get a walkthrough, you get a flight, and then you get a football game. So yep. Juwan's running out of time to fully get ready. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan, you played the sound earlier about, you know, he's hoping to have five wide receivers up and stuff. And
yeah.
I'm really interested to see who those five will be.
I can tell you who they'll be.
It'll be Pearsall and Jennings. We know that.
Yeah.
I would anticipate it will be Gage.
Yep.
It'll be Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Yep.
And probably Sky Moore.
That's correct.
Which
I don't even know, like, who else would even be there? Malik Turner? I don't think it's going to be Malik Turner.
No.
Watkins
Robbie
is not
Chosen,
ready.
I think, is still in the mix somewhere.
Yeah, practice squad. They're going to pull up Russell Gage. Like, that's why they did that gymnastics yesterday, and they pulled Marquez Valdes-Scantling up to the active roster, moved Gage through waivers, got him back in the practice squad, because they'll pull him back up again this weekend. Sky Moore, I think, is actually the only one where, you know, I haven't heard a whole lot. So maybe they're going to be like, actually, no, we don't really love what we're seeing, but I bet they do just for special teams, if nothing else. Like, who's returning punts on Sunday? I hope the Seahawks have a lot of them. Who's returning them?
Right.
I don't know.
Probably Sky Moore.
Probably Sky Moore.
Yep. I mean, hopefully he can just at least fair catch the thing and hold on to it. You know, Sky Moore has had ball control challenges here in the early going. I also think that Sky Moore in that jet sweep role is interesting. And you saw in the preseason game, he got one of those pocket passes and showcased his speed a little bit. That, to me, is maybe the one dimension where you could actually use him in a way that Juwan certainly wouldn't. And didn't Juwan have a carry last year? Actually, the year before,
it was the accidental carry in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Was it the Super Bowl or was it the NFC title game?
Yeah, I'm
it was one
my
of the playoff
that,
games. Maybe it was even the Packer game. Like, it was one of those three games.
Where it was like, oh.
Then I think it's because Debo got hurt.
Right.
It was supposed to be for Debo, and they ran out, and they already had the play called, And Debo wasn't there. So they're like, here, Juwan. And that didn't go well.
No.
That did not go well.
Not at all.
Hey, before we kind of kick around some other things here, and you're always welcome at 888-957-9570, want to do another reminder about tomorrow. This is a big deal, and it just doesn't work that well if you're not all there. And you guys have done an unbelievable job of showing up just hundreds strong at these summits. This is summit number 6. And this is threatening to be the biggest one yet. So you got to come see us tomorrow for the Red and Gold Preseason Summit at King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Dibs and I will be live 2 to 4, regular show. That's when you come get a good seat. If you're kind of pro tip on this, you come between 2 and 4. You come at 2. Happy hour menu is going to be in full effect at King's Fish House. There'll be all kinds of stuff. Sure, there's the seafood. There's going to be burgers. Happy hour menu will be ready to rock, okay? Great place to hang with all of us. King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. From 4 to 6, all 6 hosts, Steiny Goose, Shasky, and Spadoni will all be there. We'll be working through all kinds of 49er topics. We will be involving you in the conversation. Plus, there will be surprises that we have never done before at summits.
I saw the rundown. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be a little different now.
Yeah,
it'll be a little different now. and then we also have giveaways such as the Joe Montana, Jerry Rice signed, framed, matted pictures, beautiful poster work. We're going to have that to give away, and you must be present to win. So please come see us tomorrow. We cannot wait to hang out and experience the ultimate in shopping and dining and in entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. So tomorrow is going to be a great day. It also happens to be the start of the National Football League season. I also found out that tomorrow is the San Francisco Giants Fantasy Football League draft. They're off tomorrow. Yeah, Dave Fleming broke that this morning. He's got three leagues. He goes, family, friends, and Giants.
Okay.
And I don't know. Like, Lucas, you should find this out. I mean, San Francisco Giants Fantasy Football League. How many people make it into that league? That's a big company now.
It is.
Do they have 16 teams in that league?
I would guess it's just players, coaches, and broadcasters.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if Zach Manassian is, you know, in there and, you know, has his team, and maybe he got grandfathered in, Farhan Zaidi.
How would John Miller pick a player in the third round?
I would like to select a tight end. I'm looking for somebody who can catch the football.
There you go.
Is this league a full point PPR, or are we doing a half point for points per reception? That will help to determine my next selection.
Yeah, I think that's what it sounds like if they do it in person. If it's online, it's just click. That's it. Just click a player. That's what we're going to be doing later on tonight.
I would guess like Chappie and Schmidt are in it. That pick got Schmidt on.
I bet the players aren't in this one.
No?
Yeah. I bet this is like a phlegm. And I bet John Miller sits it out. I don't know if Kruk and Kite, maybe they do it together. You know what I mean?
Yep, perhaps.
I think DC, Darren Chan, like, you know, they're in. They're all in. But there's no room for players because then it'd be like a 38-person draft.
It could. Although I don't know if, you know, all the players in the Giants are that yocked in, so to speak,
I think they're pretty yocked in the NFL.
Probably.
Yeah. Although I don't even know. You're allowed to do that, right? You could be in a fantasy league if you're a Major League Baseball player.
Yes, just not fantasy baseball.
Not fantasy baseball. Right. Shohei's got a league, but...
Okay, there it is.
You have to know the password. All right. Anyway, this conversation on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Just real quick on tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Westfield Valley Fair. How many stores do you think are in the Westfield Valley Fair Mall?
I would ask for game show music, but Grandy went for a walk.
Mm-hmm. Scott.
How many stores in Westfield Valley Fair? I have to admit, I've not spent a whole lot of time there. I'm looking forward.
Oh, it's fantastic.
No, I know, like, it's been brief.
Come early, bring your wallet.
Yeah, I'll do that. I bring it everywhere. I'm going to guess. I know it's large, dude. I know it's large and in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely north of a hundo. I'm going to go 163.
211.
Yeah! Let's go, Westfield Valley Fair.
It's awesome, yeah. So, for all of you coming out.
Oh, welcome back, Randy.
Come early. Yeah. Bring your wallet.
The boss called me. What do you want?
Yeah, you know.
Tell him that you're doing the Willard and Dibbs experience. And he can wait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you can do it.
There's a Build-A-Bear, a Burberry, a Cartier. Christian Louboutin.
Oh, gosh.
And man. A Christian Dior. Yeah, you're...
Which, quien es más macho between the two Christians?
Dior or Louboutin?
Or McCaffrey.
Yeah, I'm taking McCaffrey take them. No doubt.
If Carter Chickering takes Louboutin in round two, he took McCaffrey in round one. If he takes Louboutin in round two, he's very, very next
level. You got to take Christian Kirk then in round three, as he keeps it Christian.
Yeah. Probably not, but anyway. All right, thank you. We can turn the music down. I lost.
211 stores.
So. I knew the second I was saying it, I'm like a voice was like, "You're too low."
Yep.
Yeah, you're too low. And I was too low.
Yep, but a lot of stores.
There's a lot
no
of,
doubt.
It's big. It's big. All right, 888-957-9570. I would like to get this in just because there was conversation about it earlier this week, certainly yesterday, and I was struck, and if you were the caller who did this, you know who you are, and hey, how you doing? Thank you for listening to our shows and for calling in. He called into Steiny and Goo, and he said something that I've heard others say before. You know this laminated play sheet guy?
That's my guy.
You know, he's an offensive coordinator.
Okay.
But he's not a leader of men. All right. I don't know how any of us are qualified to say who's a leader of men when that man has not led us before, but I understand where the point is coming from. The perception of Kyle is that he is a little formulaic, a little mathematical, a little robotic, a little arrogant. Are all of these words kind of resonating? Right, with the way he looks, but then again, how often have we learned that books and covers, right, don't judge? Like you don't know exactly how it is. So I thought this was tremendously interesting commentary from Richard Sherman, who's been coached by him, and Robert Saleh, who has now twice coached next to him. And both of these things are from The Build on the 49ers YouTube channel. First and foremost, Richard Sherman asked, what separates Kyle Shanahan?
I think what separates Kyle Shanahan from other coaches in this league is the preparation. Just like everybody else that's great at anything they do, there's a little bit of madness and obsession to them. He's obsessed with the game. He's obsessed with his players. He's obsessed with how he can impact the game in a positive way and put his players in a position to be successful. Everything that a coach could do to put his team in position to be as successful as they can be, I guarantee you Kyle Shanahan is doing or attempting to do. He also injects confidence into his players. He has a lot of respect and regard for his players. He has a lot of expectation for them. And I think he got it from his dad and being around the game for a long time. He has a lot of respect for what goes into playing this game and what goes into executing at a high level. And so he takes on some of the burden himself, but he also expects a lot from his best guys.
Really just kind of struck me because what you're hearing Richard say is in many ways the exact opposite of the perception we hear from some. Think of phrases such as obsessed with putting players in their best position to succeed.
Right.
Confidence building within his own players. Expects a lot from them, but will also do anything for them. Every time, and I don't know Kyle. I've talked to him on the radio.
Sure.
But I don't know Kyle, but every time I've ever had an opportunity to either talk to someone or listen to someone who has been coached by Kyle, they will sort of intimate that this is a much more touchy-feely human being than people think. That's what I always hear.
Well, I mean, he's clearly what Richard Sherman is saying is he is obsessed with putting his players in position to be the best possible player that they can be. So this whole notion of leader of men, and Steiny and Goo were doing it earlier today, 10-2, and Steiny actually threw out Mike Singletary as a great example of, yeah, you're a leader of men, but does that mean that automatically you're a good head coach? And clearly Mike Singletary has not been seen as a good head coach. He hasn't gotten a head coaching job subsequent to when he was here with the Niners. So the whole notion of leader of men, for me, is almost out of a movie. Like, you know, let's win one for the Gipper.
Of course.
You know, we're going to hit him in the mouth, and we're going to hit him high, we're going to hit him low. You know, everyone bring it in, hands in the middle. These are professional grown men. Do you think Trent Williams needs somebody to be a leader of men? Does he need Kyle Shanahan to grab him by the scruff of the neck and say, Trent, I need you to give me 110%. Well, forget that, 120%.
Yeah, there is a common thread here, and I get why it happens, because we are all at a deficit here. We don't get to be inside the building. We don't get to see what's going on. But I tend to think that there's a common thread, which is that fans, we want to see energy. We want to see fire. This is why a game like last night for the Giants, that's why that kind of connected with people, because we got to see something that we don't normally get to see. We don't know if it's just everybody in the back room of the Giants clubhouse. Is everybody just walking around like, we're just okay and boring? Or, as Logan Webb intimated a couple of weeks ago, Bomel has come in here and yelled at us. He yells at us like there is energy, but we don't get to see it, right? And fans don't like that. Now, there are certain coaches that wear it on their sleeve, and it's always there. I don't need to wonder if Dan Campbell is a fireball. I don't need to wonder.
Nick Sirianni, Sean McVay.
We're all over the sideline. We're all over Hard Knocks. There's saliva flying in multiple directions. But I don't think that you need to do that in order to be a good coach or to be a fiery individual. In fact, I would very much suggest you don't do that unless it's authentic. Because my goodness, everybody will see right through that if you try to act fiery all the time when that's not your nature. Don't do that.
Well, especially if that's all you have. And like you're saying, the old flip the spread in baseball, where you come in and you lose a game 11-1 and you've dropped 5 of 6 and you come in and you flip the spread because you guys just fell to 33-37 and darn it, I'm not happy with the effort. Okay, and they win 3 of the next 4 and then they go out and they lose 7 in a row. You can't come in and flip the spread. You already flipped the spread once. So it's a lot like that same thing you're talking about where you can be fiery, you can get after somebody, and you can, you know, rev up the team, but if that's all you have, that only works maybe one time. What professional athletes want is somebody who can look at them as an individual and as a group and figure out how they can be better as an individual and as a group and coach up the coaches. And also, the one thing that sticks with me about Charvarius Mooney Ward in that article from Michael Silver from the summer where he said, I wasn't happy about it, but Kyle and John came to me man-to-man and told me straight up what the situation was.
They were straight.
And so they were straight. And if you're a pro athlete and you're 26, 28, 32, whatever you are, you're a pro. You want to be treated like a pro. You don't want someone to come in and be a hothead one day or be your best friend the other. You want to be dealt with straight. And you want a coach who has the acumen to help you and the team continually get better.
Robert Saleh weighed in on the exact same question. What makes Shanahan great?
He's as good as anybody there is in terms of football and understanding the big picture and understanding all three phases while also having empathy for the player and the positions that we as coaches put them in. And, you know, he's got an amazing heart. He truly is a genuine human who challenges you to be your best every single day and expects you to be your best every day.
You ever heard anybody say that before? I mean, he's talking about caring and heart and just...
But accountability.
Accountability, which, by the way, highly necessary and very difficult for some people to impress on others, that kind of a thing. And I know that because I'll raise my hand, I'm one of them. I find it very, very difficult to... be able to sort of, I don't know what the right word is here, But, you know, for me, it's mainly parenting.
Yep.
But very difficult when people you love are in a tough spot or if they're messing up. And finding that spot that
lives the balance
somewhere between caring and then also tough love and accountability. I find that to be a very, very difficult, like, needle to thread. And that's basically what Robert is saying Kyle does very well.
And especially in that pressure cooker of an environment where you're coming off a 6-11 year, and Kyle Shanahan, while I don't think that he's under any sort of pressure, and, you know, Guru put it at a 7.5 today out of 10 as far as the pressure, and I think he was speaking for what the fans actually think, and the front office on the pressure for Kyle Shanahan, it's probably a 1 out of 10, and we talked about this yesterday, but if you're Kyle, you're feeling the pressure because 6-11 is not good enough. So how do you exude that empathy that you're talking about and, you know, be sensitive to what a player needs and what they're going through and all the rest of it, while at the same time having that exacting standard where, you know, it's one thing to, for Juwan Jennings as a great example, Juwan, I'm sure Kyle is feeling some kind of way about Juwan. Yes, Juwan, you played great. You deserve more, but this is not the situation where you're going to get more. So I don't know how to break this to you. We really, really want you here. You're a great player. We think the world of you. However, we don't think that we're going to be able to give you that money. So how do you thread that needle?
Well, I actually think that's why he's bringing up McKivitz. It was interesting. You sort of intimated that maybe he was bringing up McKivitz to sort of be like, look, he needs a new contract, and you don't see him screaming and yelling over here. Not that Juwan screamed and yelled, but you don't see him sitting out. Now, two different situations. I don't think McKivitz is coming off the same season that Juwan is. But I read that as Kyle is letting his players and the fan base, to whatever level he can, understand the situation right now for the 49ers. Like, next year, Brock Purdy's extension kicks in. Juwan Jennings is a player they like. They'd like to keep him. Colton McKivitz is a player they like. They'd like to keep him. And there will be other situations that come up. There might be other holdouts. There might be other free agents that they would like to add. This is a whole thing. And they want to keep as much cap money this year as possible because it will roll over. And then even whatever they have next year becomes a little bit of a challenge. So I think the hard part in the Juwan situation is everybody can look at Juwan, and I certainly did, and I went, yeah, you're right. You outplayed your contract, and the wide receiver market is bananas, so you probably deserve more. But from a timing standpoint, Niners aren't the team to give it to you. So what they're trying to do, I feel, is sort of get two messages out at once. We super duper love you and want you on this team so badly. But no, not money. Just us saying it.
Right.
And that's like, oh my God, like, nobody wants to hear that. They don't want you to say it. They want you to show it. And the Niners feel like they're in a spot where they can't really do both.
They can't because of what you just laid out. And the Brock Purdy extension kicks in next year. And if you want to add in the Fred Warner rework and what Trent's already making and the George Kittle rework, and you look at the free agents that they're going to have going into next offseason, you've got Yetur Gross-Matos, who's making 9, he won't be back just because that's the way that goes. And you drafted, what, 5 defensive players? You drafted multiple defensive linemen. So Gross-Matos will move on. But next on the list is Juwan Jennings. And the rest of the guys, there is Colton McKivitz, but I could run down all these names. The interesting one is Brian Robinson, who he'll be a free agent. And if he plays as well as he has for Washington, well, he's going to command probably $8 or $9 million, and so he'll be gone.
Well, I wonder about that one. That one's going to be all about opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, he was the leading rusher for Washington the last 3 years.
But he's going to get a lot of opportunities, I think. Yeah, just, you know,
not the same number of touches he's gotten in Washington, though.
Probably
I mean, he was their leading guy.
Right.
You know?
I mean, if he gets, let's just say, 150 carries, he could compile 600 yards and show that he's a legitimate RB2, and he'll get more than the $1.2 million he's making this year.
I'm just trying to think. I'm doing the math in my head. And I'd be willing to offer a lot. that Brian Robinson Jr. does not get 150 carries, save a Christian injury.
Right.
Unless there's a Christian injury. But that's damn near 10 carries a game. And I don't see it.
Yeah, about 9 a game.
That's too much Christian on the bench.
Well, last year you had 457 carries as a team.
Right.
So if you get, you know, hopefully you're going to be closer to 500 carries this year, because that's what you do if you're Shanahan. You like to run the ball. I don't think you're giving McCaffrey 300 carries.
I think you're giving him 240.
Not probably 200, maybe.
Yeah, north for me.
Yeah, we'll see. And the interesting one last year is Brock Purdy had 66 carries.
Right.
And you would hope that goes down.
And Debo got some, and then yeah, obviously, 42. Right, there's the
Garendo had 84.
Mason and Garendo, sure.
153 for Mason.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you take just Garendo's 84, and then you sprinkle in, you know, Patrick Taylor had 39.
Yeah.
Quietly, there's some carries there for B-Rob. But
listen, it's a fun question that I keep throwing out, which is, do you want Christian to get over or under 300 touches this year?
Yeah, I'm under.
I know you're under, and yep. I keep saying over because we're answering it in a different way. You want him to be rested. I want him to be healthy. I think if he's healthy, he's definitely getting it. You know what I mean? I don't think Kyle looks at things that way as to where it's like, I've got this player. He's amazing. He can win me the game. But let's go with someone else because I'm worried about, you know, February. I just don't think many coaches are wired that way. It's like, we got to go win the game. Are you healthy? You're healthy? Good. Here's the ball. I think they're going to use him until they've got a reason to not use him.
In 2019, he had 403 with Carolina, healthy.
That was touches, though, right?
That's correct. Touches. We're talking touches. Yeah. The year before that, he played all 16 games. He had 326. 2022, he was on two different teams, and he had 329.
Yep.
And then
2 years ago,
339.
Yeah.
So he's been above 300 in his four fully healthy years. So the under is probably not the smart bet. I would love to see him under, though, and, you know, you get Robinson to get some carries, and, you know, you're able to spread it around a little bit. That way he's fresher in January.
I look at it as, I mean, 300 touches is for him, it's not that many. It means that he played all the games. Again, I won't give him 17 games, but let's give him 16.
Yep.
Okay? So to get to 300, how many touches per game is that?
That is about 15.
18 and three quarters.
Yep.
Right? 16 carries a game and three catches, 15 and four. Like, that's not that heavy of a workload for Christian McCaffrey. And that's with him, you know, I'm baking in him missing a game for whatever reason. Maybe the Niners have the one seed and they get to sit week 18.
And that's what happened in 2023.
Yeah.
He had, four catches a game, and he had 17 carries a game. So 21.
21 a game.
And he played 16 games.
Yeah, I'm looking for 18 or 19. And I think that would be a great, great thing. I think that that's not overworking him, but it also means he's making it through the season. He's their best player. Let's ride.
Yep.
Before we go out to the phones, Mark Schlereth was on with us yesterday. What does he want out of a head coach?
I want a guy that puts us in a position to win. Like, I want a guy that says, hey, man, if, you know, this time we're meeting and this is, you know, what our structure is, we're going to adhere to it, right? Ultimately, what makes you a great leader of men is winning games. And if you put me in a position to have success, you know, that's what I want as a player. I want to get better. I want to be in a position to win. And let me tell you, there are plenty of coaches in this league that don't put their players in those positions. I always say it, guys all the time, you know, coaches all the time, put a player in a position to lose. Don't be surprised when he loses because you're the dumbass that put him there. I want to be put in a position to have success and to win. I would argue that Kyle does that as well as any coach in football.
That's a strong quote and a good Dibs chuckle in there, too.
Yeah, I just liked, you know, when he swore. That was kind of a lightweight curse, but he's not wrong, and you could look at many different coaches, and that's probably what Kyle does the best. And this is partly what Greg Cosell answered, where by scheme and by design, he puts his players in the best position to go out there and be successful. And it's McCaffrey in a two running back set, a one running back set. put him out there in the slot. Same thing with Kittle and, you know, Debo when he was here. He was masterful using Debo, and that's where you start to think about this year's team, and this is where Kyle, I think, has his separation skill, the ability to, with scheme and personnel, make it hard on the defense.
888-957-9570 is the number. How about Big League Chew, South City? What up, Chew? Thanks for the call.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking me here.
Yeah.
I want to give like a little bit of a national perspective, because obviously we live in a bit of a bubble out here when it comes to Bay Area fandom. But, you know, I do travel a lot for my job. So I'm a brother Seamus, as you will. I work in broadcasting. And so, again, for the last 6 months, it's like Atlanta, Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas. I've done a lot of gigs with a lot of like broadcasting for sports. And I talk to these types of people that are, I wouldn't say in the know, but they're just familiar with the landscape. And the one thing, which I don't want to humble 49er fans who call in, because every time someone calls in and bashes Shanahan, I turn the channel, quite honestly. But everyone across the nation is quite honestly jealous of the type of coaching staff that we have,
mm-hmm.
especially in Dallas, especially in the Southeast. And, you know, obviously with Sirianni and everything in Philly recently, that's a hell of a coach. But especially, like, those franchises that they've been searching and searching and searching. And I think, you know, obviously that we haven't gotten the big one. But we have a top five coach, and we have a top five roster because of John Lynch and Kyle and everything. And I think people need to realize that if you get out of the bubble of the Bay Area and California – and again, born and raised in the Bay, so I'm not hating or anything, but the idea of like, this is the cream of the crop, and it's just because of a couple decision-making points that have,
yep.
you know, cost us a couple Super Bowls, but like, you can't, you know, grass isn't always greener, because in the grand scheme, like, you're looking at 31 to maybe 28 other teams that we're looking down on. So I think you just, as a fan, you got to realize, you know, yeah, it's not perfect, but at the end of the day, like, we are in the greatest position to be successful, not only right now, but for a long term. So,
thank you, Big Me Too. I think it's a great call. I get it. I understand where this comes from. The anger of falling short is a very strong emotion, and fans are completely allowed to act on that and feel on that. And you can question Kyle and nitpick with this play call, that decision over there, this thing, no red hanky, whatever. We can do all that, and that's all totally fair, I feel. But I like what Big League Chew is saying, because I do think there's a faction, and I will call it way less than 50%, but there's a faction in this city who I believe are way, 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 way over their skis with regard to assessment of coaches. There is a faction of the Warrior fan base that doesn't think Steve Kerr knows what he's doing. And there's a faction of the 49er fan base that doesn't think that Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing. And I, like, how often do you hear from someone, oh, Shanahan drives me crazy? I hear that I hear that all the time. And I have to fight myself from going, you know what? You drive me crazy. If Shanahan drives you crazy, you drive me crazy. And that's fine. I'm not saying that's your fault or my fault or whatever. But I do find it, like, what happened to Kyle Freeland last night was not disrespectful. What happens to Kyle Shanahan and Steve Kerr in this town is often disrespectful.
It's just fans' opinion. Yeah, it's not disrespectful.
Well, I mean, look, in terms of what we're doing, yes. Like, they, whether they care or not, whatever. But one's a four-time championship coach, and the other one built this thing from what I thought was the worst era of 49er football that I can remember. And that gets forgotten because someone didn't throw a red hanky or made a bad decision at a certain point in the game that you didn't like. That's all. Like, he's right. He's right. This is a great coach. They got a great staff, man.
They got a great thing going. And if you want to look at the longest tenured coaches in the NFL, I think he's now fifth. I think he's tied for third or fourth. You've got Tomlin. You've got John Harbaugh, who've been with their teams longer. And I thought there was one other one, but then you get to McVay, McDermott,
yep.
and Shanahan.
Yep.
So you're looking at teams that have been successful. The Rams have won a Super Bowl. Buffalo has not. The Niners have not. But those teams have the continuity. They believe in their head coach. They believe in their system. And that, to me, is indicative of a successful franchise. You're not Carolina and you're changing your coach all the time, or Jacksonville or Tennessee, and it's just a revolving door of coaches in and coaches out because you don't have that stability. So it's fair for fans to be critical, and that's partly you and I still have jobs. But when you take a step back and you look at Kyle Shanahan relative to his business and the National Football League, you'd be hard-pressed to find any other coach who could come in and be as successful as he has.
I love this one, for example, because again, this is somehow I have not been able to get across this idea of feeling how I feel and having it resonate with people, meaning that I think he can't be criticized. You can criticize him all you want. I don't think you can hate him. That's my point. You can criticize him, but you, in my opinion,
you can hate him.
Well, you can do whatever the hell you want, but sure. I think you're nuts.
My thing is,
I think you're nuts.
If you're gonna hate him and you want him out, and this can go for Bob Melvin, Steve Kerr, or Kyle Shanahan. Okay, you hate him, you want him out. Who do you want? Who are you gonna get? Who are you going to get?
No one.
So Steve Kerr,
no one.
He hates young people. I hate his rotations. I want him out. Okay. Who are you going to bring in to coach Steph and Draymond and Jimmy and be as good as Steve Kerr? If you have that solution, then let's hear it. And it's the same thing with Kyle Shanahan.
For sure. For sure. Let's go to Morgan and Morgan Hill. Hi, Morgan. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was actually going to call in yesterday on this topic because you guys were comparing Shanahan to Jim Harbaugh, or that question kind of came up.
Yeah.
And then I got home, so I wasn't just going to wait in my car. But anyways, I love Shanahan. I'm a big defender of Shanahan. And when you guys were talking about Harbaugh, and I was thinking about who do I like better, Harbaugh or Shanahan, I was actually really struggling. And I look back on the time with Harbaugh, and I was kind of asking myself, like, why am I struggling with this, considering how much I love and respect Shanahan? And I was just kind of thinking, like, with the Harbaugh era, it kind of felt like we were winning because we had this stronger will to win. Like, we were going to get dirtier and, you know, eat nails, and we were going to outlast our opponents. And then I kind of pair that with, like, the appearance that Harbaugh gives off. He's kind of more buttoned up in appearance. He's older. He kind of represents an older era, a certain nostalgia for football. And then I compare that to Shanahan, and he's kind of, the feeling is he's more of like this mathematical pre-snap motion deception. And I think that might be a little bit misplaced, right? Because he loves to run the ball and he loves tough-nosed teams. But I think he kind of suffers from that kind of persona with the arrogance. And then also, like, even his appearance, he seems just a little bit more casual. He's younger in appearance. I kind of wonder if all of that kind of plays into some of the negative feelings about Shanahan. But yeah. I just think that Harbaugh is like the perfect contrast for him.
I agree with you, Morgan. I think there's some interesting points there. And for all of us, whoever we're looking at or whatever we're looking at, certain things fit us more than others. Jim Harbaugh comes off as much more serious. He's also a little bit more of an oddball. He's had success everywhere he's gone. I would argue to a certain degree, Kyle and his dad, they've been very successful just about everywhere that they've gone. Kyle comes off as more relaxed. Do they both come off as arrogant? Maybe,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's
in
just
different
like,
ways, but
what,
yeah.
What fits your eye better? I think Kyle is, here's what I would really give Kyle in terms of if you want to find an edge over Harbaugh, Kyle is way more sustainable. Kyle is way more sustainable within an organization,
well,
I believe.
He's been more sustainable, yeah. And the proof is in the pudding, where Harbaugh was in Michigan for 10 years, but that's far and away the longest stop he's had. And if you want to compare the Harbaugh era, 3 years of being great, and then the fourth year where it kind of fell apart, those teams were built on elite defenses. They were second second and third in points allowed. The Shanahan 49ers are much more built on elite offense. With the defense being good, they have great years, but Shanahan's much more of an offensive mastermind, and Harbaugh was trying to win games 12-9.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And I mean, look, they both at certain times did it very, very well. All right. Not done yet. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're sponsored by Safeway. It's Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Cuts. Period.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
But what was I talking about? Maybe I was staring into a can of almonds.
Perhaps.
And talking to him. Anything from the nut family. Yeah, exactly. They're nuts. I was right.
Yeah.
They're nuts.
Well, you don't like to chew nuts while you're doing the show.
Not during the show.
Because it gets you gets you a little bit of that dry mouth.
Dude, I've learned so many lessons. Pandemic radio taught me a lot of lessons.
Yep.
Yeah. 4 hours by yourself in your own bedroom.
Underneath a bunk bed.
With no sports.
Yep. Sports, man.
Do not eat peanuts. Or almonds. Maybe cashews.
Yeah, cashews a little bit
they're
moister.
Softer. Yeah, they're exactly.
The almond is just,
almond is death.
Brutal.
The almond is the one seed of don't eat that during a show.
Dry on the inside, dry on the outside.
I'm so excited. What a great day. And you're a good friend. Thank you.
I got you.
I don't carry cash. We're in a hurry. I've got to get to the car. I got to go get my daughter from work. I got to get to my house. I got to open up a laptop. I don't want to be late. I don't want anybody waiting on me. I want Dibs mad at me. We got a draft in an hour and 12 minutes to continue this darn thing that we started this morning. All of that. And I realized, oh God, I've got an hour and 12 minutes to get my Powerball ticket or else I'm going to miss out on my $1.3 billion. And so who was there? Who carries a couple bucks with him? None other than Dan Dibley.
Yep.
I'll get you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And dude, you could have a milli at least if I hit 1.3 bill.
I appreciate the gesture.
Maybe even 10.
Well, and you're getting closer to what...
Oh, yeah. What do you want?
Well, it's not what I want. I think it's what legally I would have coming to me. Because as the sole benefactor in your purchasing of the tickets, I wonder legally... And I know we don't have time now to go to the phones for all of our legal friends out there, but I do believe I am entitled to a certain piece of the pie.
I don't think you are, but you'll get it.
I mean, I would love to have this argument tomorrow after you win.
You loan me $6.
Yeah, so you're going to get three tickets.
But I'm gonna give it back to you. I don't even know. I might only get one. And then I'll just find $2 and give you back $6. Okay. I'm going to give you back $6.
If you win having spent my money on your ticket,
yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to demand 50%. If you offer me $10 million,
you're not getting 50%.
If you offer me $10 million,
yeah.
I made Juwan Jennings you. I may hold in.
Oh, I make it 11.
Done.
All right.
I'll take
there
it.
You go. See, that's how you make camp.
Come on, Juwan.
And you just, right, like, get on the same page. It's not that hard. Oh, guess who's on the phone? It's Jose in Oakland. I love Jose in Oakland. Hi, Jose. What are you doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm commuting home right now.
Jose, I don't want to interrupt you, so I want to get this out off the top. Before you get started, I'm not going to do the thing to you at the end that I normally do. I'm not going to do it today.
No. Look, Mark, if you're trying to get me to say that's enough for me, dog, let me tell you something. That's enough for me, dog.
There you go. Perfect. That's what Jose. Yes, and you said it twice. It's even better.
You gotta get out of the way.
There it is. Go ahead, Jose.
Hey, listen. Okay, the big difference between Shanahan and Harbaugh, and why so many fans gravitate towards Harbaugh. Okay, Shanahan has not had to deal with a team like the Seattle Seahawks, because the Seahawks during the time when Harbaugh had to play with them, they had the Legion of Boom. I mean, that was a top-of-the-line defense. On top of that, it seems like throughout his tenure here, he always had to deal with Balky trying to undercut him with management, with bad draft. So to most fans, it seems like there's unfinished business. Let's put it that way. That's why we gravitate towards Harbaugh more than Shanahan.
No doubt. Although, isn't that interesting? Like, didn't Harbaugh leave? And you felt a little sense of unfinished business for him, too?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, listen, Harbaugh was he's a very special kind of person. He's kind of weird in his own way. But we love him for during the time he was here. Okay, he instilled in the team that toughness. You know, when he was the head coach for the 49ers, they dominated teams. Okay, they made him quit. And I still remember that time when he slapped I forget what was in with his guy on Schwartz.
It's Jim Schwartz, yeah.
Jim Schwartz on the back. I mean, so he was ready. He was ready to get down. He said, "You don't like it? Okay, let's get it on." But Shanahan doesn't strike me to be like that. He's too methodical. He's I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm all in. He's our head coach. I hope if we get there. I hope he has found a way to learn from his bad mistakes, and he finally gets one. But I think sometimes he kind of gets on his own way.
Yeah. I mean, Jose, I hear you. Thanks so much, my friend.
Harbaugh. Anything but Harbaugh.
It's interesting to me. Like, oh, when Harbaugh was here, they dominated people.
Oh, no, babe.
Not like the Niners did 2 years ago, I would argue. I would argue that team was way more dominant than any of Harbaugh's teams. They're both very, very good.
Yeah.
But I found, like... How about winning an NFC championship game by a billion points with eight passes? Was that dominant enough for you?
Pretty dominant.
You know what I mean?
Harbaugh's 3 years of dominance. Margin of victory, 9.4, 7.8, 8.4.
Okay.
Shanahan's 10.6. They lost in the Super Bowl. 10.2, Brock's arm fell off. 11.4, they lost in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean,
so
look,
slightly better for Shanny.
All really good teams. All really good teams. And then, you know, he says, yeah, Shanahan's a little too methodical. Again, it's an interesting perception to me. I bet if you asked people around the 49ers who's a little bit more touchy-feely and less robotic, I guarantee you they'd say Kyle Shanahan, not Jim Harbaugh. But it's all a matter of what fits your eye. It's just a matter of what fits your eye. And there's something about Kyle Shanahan that I think, for my taste, the numbers are a little off, right? Nobody's for everybody. Nobody's for everybody. I tell this to people in our business all the time. Stop trying to be awesome for you. Nobody's for everybody. But for me, the numbers are a little off in terms of people who are like put off by Kyle Shanahan when I think what you're actually just seeing is his podium game. I think that's what you're seeing. Bill Belichick, podium game.
Sure.
That's not Bill. That's not Bill at all.
It's not.
In fact, Bill's the kind of guy that might have his girlfriend come down on the sideline with him.
Right. And, you know, good Harbaugh, Lord. I think, is a little bit different than what we saw in his podium game. Everyone's different. The one thing about methodical, if you want to go back to Harbaugh and look at those teams, they were as methodical, if not more methodical. Alex Smith, in Harbaugh's first year, threw for 3,100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And 17 touchdowns.
People always,
and they were a playoff team.
People always, oh, Kyle, all he wants to do is run the ball. Not as much as Jim. Not as much as Jim does.
Well, exactly like Jim. And well, but maybe I'll do a deep dive tomorrow on Jim versus Kyle on the run-pass mix. They're almost identical.
I got a fun one for you. Who do you think's going to pass for more yards this year? Purdy or Herbert?
Probably Herbert.
You think?
Yeah, just because I think the Chargers will be trailing and needing to throw it more. I think the Chargers' schedule is going to be tougher than the Niners' schedule, and thus the Chargers will look to throw it more.
Last year, Brock Purdy, 3,864 yards. Justin Herbert, 3,870.
Six more yards. Did Herbert play all 17?
Herbert played
Purdy
17.
Played 15.
Two more games.
Yep.
Six more yards.
Yeah, there you have it.
So I think Purdy, again, assuming health for everybody, I think Jim wants to pound it even more than Kyle does.
Interesting. And I will bring the numbers tomorrow on the peak Harbaugh versus the peak Shanahan, and I bet you it's almost identical.
Yeah, I mean, there's a philosophical similarity there for sure. Grandy, what are you about to do? What's about to happen?
Well, you guys had three great guests on today,
well,
and we're going to run those back just in reverse order. So Cosell first. And then Scott Hansen, and then we'll hear from Pods to close things out.
And then Pods. Beautiful. Yeah. And then Red and Gold Summit tomorrow, Westfield Valley Fair, King's Fish House, Santa Clara.
Yep.
Let's ride.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Full draft recap tomorrow.
And then the NFL season starts.
Wow.
What a week. All right. Yep. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Silly to ask at this point, but do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Not here.
Okay.
How about at King's Fish House?
I'm in.
Down in San Jose.
For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. That's all you got.
You know what? That is a great point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.